In the latest pod news,
here's your flash briefing in podcasting.
In the latest pod news,
Amazon Alexa's daily briefing feature delivers good traffic if you're a suitable podcast. We've shared a sample breakdown of devices consuming this podcast that you're listening to right now. Apple's ecosystem delivers about half the requests, but our appearance in Amazon Alexa's daily briefing is responsible for almost a quarter. Acast have released today's podcast listener, podcast research for the United States and the United Kingdom, as well as a piece of data highlighting the type of people who listen to podcasts. Australian data is also promised. 29% of Americans listened to a podcast last month. 23% of Brits listened to a podcast last month. As reported on March the 23rd, the new podcast from ABC News, Start Here, published its first episode today. It's about the same length as the daily, a bit more traditionally delivered, and covers up to six stories, according to their press release. The UK's iNewspaper posts an opinion piece by podcaster Hussein Kezvani, critical of what he sees as the growing BBC dominance of podcasting in the country. We reported on their appointment of a new podcast commissioner on March the 27th. Pod News was invited to the premiere of the BBC and NRK's Death in Ice Valley, but couldn't come because we're at the other side of the world. Chris Huskins from Abrupt Audio did go, however, and found the experience fascinating, if not the actual podcast. The airline KLM has launched a new podcast about unique travel experiences. The Journey has a lovely looking microsite and explains the concept of podcasting well. Ronsley Vaz, host of the Bon Appetit and Should I Start a Podcast, spoke at the Brisbane Podcasters event last night in Queensland, Australia. He spoke about ensuring you give listeners a logical next step in every podcast, which could lead to monetization. Sustainability of your art is something that many artists don't give any attention to, he said. And you can find links to that and more at podnews.net.